This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the people they are meant to be in Jesus Christ. Yesterday, many Christians participated in the first Sunday of Advent. Advent begins four Sundays prior to December the 25th, on the closest Sunday to November 30th this year. That was yesterday, December the 2nd. Advent is a time of looking forward to the celebration of Christ's birth. Unfortunately, too many Christians are so distracted by the flurry of activities leading up to Christmas that they don't really experience much of Advent, and, well, they miss the joy that's part of the Christmas season. Back in 2001, John Grisham wrote a book called Skipping Christmas. It was about a couple, a grumpy Luther crank and his sweeter wife, Nora, and how they decided to skip Christmas one year. They were alone for the holidays, and, well, they were fed up with all the money spent, all the commercialization of Christmas, and so they just skipped Christmas, and it's a funny book. It was later made into a comedy, Christmas with the Cranks. But the book and the movie ignore something very essential for me, and I hope for you, and that is the celebration of Christmas. Even if I don't feel like it, I want to celebrate the miracle of Christmas. And Christmas is based on a miracle, the most awesome miracle of all. God Himself took on flesh and was born in a manger so He would grow as a man and die so that we could live forever. So here's my Advent challenge to you. Stop somewhere on each day of Advent and reflect on what Advent means. And I'm not suggesting a specific amount of time, like an hour, which is probably more than most of us have for a daily reflection, or 30 seconds, which may not be long enough for a daily reflection, even for with those who are overwhelmed with activities this season. But if you have an hour, take it. If 30 seconds is all you have to give, well, then do that. It's better than completely ignoring what this season means. Question is, what do you think about? Well, you can think about a lot of things. I've got a devotional book called Just in Time, which a lot of my friends like because it's a series of short devotionals that prompts you to think about the meaning of this season. And there's a lot of other excellent literature out there that you can use to help you as you listen to God and think about Advent. But do some thinking. Do some meditating on your own. And here's three things you can think about each day, whether you do it in the morning as you get ready for the day, or you commute to work, or maybe as you crawl into bed at night. First, look back. Think about the birth of Christ and what that means to you. God really became a man, a baby born in a manger. Think about that. You might read the Christmas story as it's portrayed in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, or the way John writes about the Word becoming flesh in his Gospel, the Gospel of John. You can meditate a long, long time on chapter 1 where John talks about the Word becoming flesh. Then, secondly, look around. Look at the people around you. What does Advent mean to them? Does it mean anything? Do they know of Christ? Can you tell someone about this season, perhaps even talk about how this season has affected your life because it is a celebration of Christ coming to us? Is there someone you can reach out to during this season? Some churches have special offerings during this season. Our church is a Southern Baptist church, and we have a special offering named in honor of a person named Lottie Moon, a missionary of another day. So that offering is to support missions and missionaries. Well, there are opportunities for you to help others this season. Look around for that. And then look forward. That's what Advent season is really about. I mean, we look back to the birth of Christ and we celebrate that, but also look forward to His second coming and all the hustle and bustle. We anticipate the coming of Christ. He's already come and we celebrate that, but we look forward to His coming again. He is coming again. And there are many portions of Scripture which talk about that, the second coming. So reflect on those. And whether you have 30 seconds or an hour, thank God that Jesus will return and that He's here today. And we can celebrate that. So, are you ready? Are you ready for Advent? You may not be, but it's certainly not too late to get ready. Look around, look back, look forward, and then come back here next week and join me. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God meant you to be. Fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.